friend. Welcome to the chaplainscorner.net. I am interrupting the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. Please like or follow me, and thank you so much for listening. A little more music while I get ready. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. Season 2, Episode 24, Speaking in Tongues. Let's start with the foundation scriptures, 1 Corinthians 14:18. I'm going to read it out loud to you. This is in the Amplified. Verse 18, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 18 and 19. I thank God that I speak in strange tongues, languages, more than any of you or all of you put together. 19. Nevertheless, in public worship, I would rather say 5 words with my understanding and intelligently in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a strange tongue or language. Okay, let's jump over here to Acts 18. This is verses 1 through 7. I'm sorry, Acts 19, verses 1 through 7. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul went through the upper inland districts and came down to Ephesus. There he found some disciples. And he asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed on Jesus Christ?" And they said, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." And he asked, "Into what baptism then were you baptized?" They said, "Into John's baptism." And Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, continually telling the people that they should believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus, having a conviction full of joyful trust that he is Christ, the Messiah, and being obedient to him. On hearing this, they were baptized, again this time, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in foreign, unknown tongues or languages, and prophesied. There were about 12 of them in all." When I got into the charismatic movement, or Pentecostal movement, I was really hungry for the Lord, and I really wanted anything he had available to me. However, I didn't want to get into unbelief or things I shouldn't be doing, and I had been told that speaking in tongues was of the devil and everything else. At the same time, they didn't speak in tongues in the prison, so if it was of the devil, it seems like there'd be a lot of tongues in prison. So I found that I'd been taught a lot of things that just weren't so. I'd been taught what people had been told, but I had not been taught what the Bible said. So I started digging into the Word because, as you know, I always ask, "What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say?" Well, I was told that the tongues had passed away. They didn't do that anymore. It was to get the church going and get the Holy Spirit working in the church and then take off from there. But if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, how come tongues then would go away? How come anything would go away? Wouldn't God increase rather than decrease? So if tongues were of God, and they are, then we should be seeing it practiced more and more. But what I see is the world discounting it and going back to tradition and what they believe the Bible said. And that's when I realized I'd been taught a lot of stuff that was just not in the Bible. Some of it on purpose, some of it by accident. Some of it was good intention. Some of it was to keep me in the right denomination that I was listening to. But I found a lot of what the Bible actually said in my life that it matched up with what it should be doing, what we should be doing. And if the Apostle Paul spoke in tongues more than any of us, didn't I at least have an obligation from out of respect to God and even Apostle Paul, who's no longer with us right now, but didn't I have a responsibility to at least check it out? I found the deeper and closer I got to God, the deeper God was wanted to bring me into his word, or in other words, to get closer to Jesus. I reached a point where I became convinced by the leading of the Holy Spirit that there was a deeper level of fellowship that I needed. I finally asked God at a Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship Supper, this is back in the 70s, to baptize me in the Holy Spirit and give me the gift of tongues. And that night, at that supper, he did. I speak in a language that is in agreement with God, a language that I have never been cursed in, a language that I've never had a bad thought in, a language where I've never spoken a misspoken word in or regretted a word in. Because it's the Holy Spirit doing the talking, not me. It's not my mind. It's not my intellect. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through me. And where sometimes I may not understand, it glorifies and edifies the church or other believers. It glorifies and edifies me. It glorifies and edifies Jesus. And God works it through me so that his word does not fall on empty ears or empty ground, but it brings forth the result that he wants to see. Think on this subject this week. And I'll pick up the rest of it next week. And we'll get into how you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If you're trying to prove to somebody that this is the way to go, it's probably not going to work. This is something you will receive when you want to receive it, when you ask God for it and he gives it to you. It is not something to prove that you're better or anything different than anything else. There is under one name under heaven which men must be saved, and that's the name Jesus Christ. And that has not changed. You have a blessed day in Jesus' name. And I'll see you next week. Amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My website is thechaplainscorner.net. thechaplainscorner.net. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. I look forward to you following me. Please like and share. And thank you so much. Now you have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.